to the Mishnah on your test of a base. Ain't solin basar batzel beitza elikadesh yatzulim gold yom. Can't roast meat, let it roast on Shabbos, unless it was already roasted during the day. And the Gemara will discuss how much it has to be roasted. Ain't nostin pasla tanurim chashecha velo charor al gaba gecholim elikadesh yikmu panem gold yom. You can't put bread into the oven erev Shabbos, or crackers or whatever to bake on top of coals, only if the face of the cracker or the bread already got crusted before Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kadesh Yikrom HaTachton Shala. Rabbi Lezer says it has to be Dafka, the bottom side has to get crusted. And the Gemara will discuss what that means. However, even though you're not allowed to roast meat unless it's been roasted before Shabbos, Korban Pesach is an exception. You're allowed to put the Korban Pesach into the tanur right away before Chashecha, even though it wasn't roasted at all before Shabbos. U'machizin es ha'or b'meduras beis hamokad. You're allowed to light fires in the Maduras Beis HaMokad, Erev Shabbos, without it having to catch on at all. Just you start the fire, and then it spreads to it's like a bonfire. It spreads to the rest of the fire. With the Gvulin, however, outside the Beis HaMikdash, today should take Oches HaOr Berubo. You can't start a fire Erev Shabbos and let it continue on Shabbos unless most of the wood, and we'll see the Gemara discuss what that means, is already burning before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'pechamim kolshu. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's talking about coals, not raw wood, then as long as the fire caught on even a little bit before Shabbos, you can let it continue on Shabbos. Rashi. Harara ugas ritzofim, some kind of a cracker cake, right, that they used to bake on coals directly. Yikrubu kemo krum, crust in Balaz, crust. That's the crust before Shabbos. Hatachto meforish b'gmara. Mishalshon ha-Pesach, v'hu nitzla v'holich mishatesach. You're allowed to put the Korban Pesach into the oven right before Shabbos. The afagav to be alma in solen k'damor in hocha, hocha shori. Right, even though normally you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to put raw meat into the oven and let it roast on Shabbos. It has to be roasted before Shabbos. By Korban Pesach is different. The Bnei Chabura's reason, hey, mid kriyadot, even also lechtuyah b'cholim. The whole reason you can't roast it l'chatchila on Shabbos, we're afraid you'll forget and you'll stoke the coals. Here, since we're in the Beis HaMikdash and the Bnei Chabura are involved in a Korban, they'll remind each other not to stoke the coals. And you're allowed to start the fire Erev Shabbos in the bonfire that they used to make in Beis HaMokad. Shehoisa Bazara, the Beis HaMokad was in the Azara. The Himis Ba'eres V'Holeches Mishetetshach. And then the fire would continue burning at night. We're not afraid that the Kohanim will help the fire along on Shabbos, like the Gemara explains. Beis HaMokad, Lishka Gedolahi. This was a big place in the Beis HaMikdash. Shah Kohanim Mishchamim Mishom Meduris Eish, Hadisekis Tomit. The Kohanim used to go there to warm themselves up. The fire always burned. That's why it's called Beis HaMokad. Mokad, it was what's it called, a place where the fire was always burning. Because the Kohanim had to walk barefoot on a marble floor. Since the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was Kodesh, and Klisharis are Kodesh, the Siva Yim Shochen Vayikadish also, Ma Klisharis Lo Yadover Chotzis, Bein Ola Levein Klisharis, Afritz Belo Yadover Chotzis, Bein Ola Levein Haritz. Rashi is explaining why they had to go barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash, because just like nothing could come separated between the Klisharis and the thing was in it, so too nothing could be separated between the Kohen and the Ritzpah. The mitzvah was also kodesh. So the Kohanim had to walk barefoot, and it was cold, so they used to have to heat themselves up all the time. So they had this Beis Hamokeid where there was constantly fire, they go to warm themselves up. However, outside the Beis Hamikdash, if you wanted to make a bonfire, it had to be already, most of the wood had to be on fire before Shabbos. Right, the fire had to catch on to most of it, and the Gemara will discuss what that means. Rabbi Huda says if it wasn't a fire that was made from raw wood but made from coals, ain't sarach lahachis buena or ela kolshu. Then you don't have to start it where most of it's on fire before Shabbos. Even if a little bit's on fire, it's okay. The hido lekes the holeches, and then it'll continue burning. The ain dark olios kov of a holeches, the ain sarach lachos ben, because coals usually catch on very quickly, and there's no chance, no fear that you're going to have to stoke the fire in order to what's it called to make it catch on to the other coals, even if most of them aren't burning. Okay, right, the Gemara, the kama, Omer Belazer, Omer Rav, kedesh yatzulim bo yom kemachol ben drusoy. Rashi says, what's Machu Ben Drusoy? How much does it have to be roasted before Shabbos that then you can leave it to continue roasting on Shabbos? Ben Drusoy listed by you. He was a ganav. Umavashul bishulo shlish. He used to eat his food. He was in a rush because he was always running away from the police. So he didn't have time to stay in one place too long. So he only cooked his food one-third of their total cooking time and ate it semi-raw. So that's called already edible. Once it's edible, Rashi learns that shlish bishula, the Rambam learns it's half of the bishul. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Also, half of the bishul. In other words, if it normally takes 6 hours to, what's it called, to roast this meat, it has to be roasted for 3 hours, according to Rambam, and 2 hours according to Rashi. It marnami, the maichul ben drusoy choshe bishul. Right? Let's see the Mariette. It marnami, omer Rav Asi, omer Rav Yochanan, that this concept, we see that once something is cooked, like Rashi says, one-third of its total bishul time, or according to the Rambam, one-half of its total bishul time, it's already considered mevushal. And after that, it's what's it called, just extra. But the etzem bishul is either one-third or one-half. How do you know that? We have another place where we see that. That anything that's been already cooked, Michael ben Drusoy, right? If a goy comes and cooks it more, that's not bishulakum, because it was already cooked. Once it's one-third of its bishul, according to Rashi, that's mevushal. And anything after that is extra. And therefore, it's already mevushal by a Jew. And if the goy then cooks it more than the third, that's not called bishulakum, because it was already cooked. Tanya, Chananya, Omer, kol shukumach ben risoy, mutter lashos agabi kira, afal pishen grufa ketuma. This we'll leave for later, but in Perakira, we'll see that Hananya holds that anything that's already cooked, Michael ben Drusoy, you're allowed to leave on a Kira, even though you didn't take the coals out of the Kira, or you didn't put ashes on top of them as a hecker, that you won't come to stoke the coals. Once it's cooked to Michael ben Drusoy, we're not worried about that. So all these cases, we see that once it's cooked to Michael ben Drusoy, it's considered already cooked. Rashi. Koshu mevushal itmar nami the Michael ben Drusoy choshu bishul. We have another place we see that if it's cooked, Michael ben Drusoy, it's considered like it's cooked already. Koshu mevushal biad Yisrael, Michael ben Drusoy. If a Jew cooked something, one third of its total cooking time, shuv ein bigamro mishum bishuliyakul, mishum linachur. Right, and finishing it off, if a goy finishes it off, it's not bishulakul because already it was mevushal by the Jew before the goy got involved. Garuf midagachol, magrefa, shikorin vadili. Garuf means that you took the coals out with a fork. What's it called? A rake. That's a better word. A rake. That's called garuf. It's reason garuf means to take the coals out because you take it out with a rake. And the rake is called a magrefa. Kotum, mefazrim efer milamala, kedei lahafik chomo, shal yosef hevel b'shabbos. Right? Kotum means you put ashes on top of the coals as a sign that you don't want them to get hotter, you want them to cool off. Both of these are necessary. One of them, of the two, is necessary. In certain cases, we'll see later on in Perakira, when you want to leave something on the coals over Shabbos, that this has to be that you shouldn't come to stoke the coals. Obviously, to take the coals out, you can't stoke anything. And if you already made a hecker that you want the fire to cool down and not get hotter, you're also going to remember not to stoke the coals. Shelo Yosef Hevel B'Shabbos, the Zer Tavshel Shukamichel Ben Drusoy, Lo Chashin in Nisbash of Ahol B'Shabbos. And if it's already cooked, Michael Ben Drusoy, even if you didn't do either of these two things, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals, and you're allowed to leave it according to Chananya on Akira from Erev Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Iboy, Ein Nosen Sapas. You can't put the pas to bake on Shabbos. If you put it Erev Shabbos, right, unless the, what's it called, face of the pas already gets crusted, gets browned before Shabbos. So Mara says, Iboilehu. Tachton, Hayuchtik, and Rebbe Lezer says, it has to be dafka, the bottom part, that has to get crusted. So, the Gemara has a shy like this, Iboilehu. Tachton, Hayuchtik, Gabi Tanur. Right, they used to stick the dough onto the walls of the tanur, right, all around, right. So the one side faced the fire, and the other side was pasted, right, and connected to the walls of the oven. Okay, so which is the bottom side, right? The side that faces the fire, or the side that's stuck to the tanur? Iboilu tachton hayich digabi tanur is the bottom that Rebbe Lezer says the bottom has to be crusted. The one that stuck to the tanur, al dil matachton hayich digabe ha'or, right? Or is it the side that's facing the fire? Which one's called the bottom? Tashma, Rebbe Lezer Omer, kadesh yiknu paneha medubakim betanur. It has to be that the side that is touching the tanur becomes crusted. Rashi, medubak digabe tanur, shakikros medubakim bedofni atanur. The way they used to bake bread, they didn't have shelves like we have in the oven, right? There was a big fire in the middle of the oven, and they attached the dough around the top of the oven, right, and sides, sticking it to the sides and exposing it to the fire. Bedofni atanur saviv, they used to attach the dough to the walls of the oven around, hilkach mi boyele, high kori tachton, which is the bottom, hanich panim the gabi dofni atanur, the ones that the side that the dough is connected to the tanur, that's the bottom of the dough, even though it could be that it's facing down and that's up, but the maisa, the dough is supported by the tanur, so that's considered the base of the dough, that's the bottom. O panim aponim lamato, l'chal atanur, or no, it means the side of the dough that's facing the fire, which is taken down. Right, so what's tachton mean? The base of the dough or the side facing down? The tzad ha'or. Medubakim betanur v'chumrahi. Tiponim sheklapei or m'maharim l'krom. Rashi learns that Rebbe Lezer is machmir. That you need the side, what's it called, facing the tanur to get crusted. Because usually the side that's open and faces the fire, Rashi says, gets crusted before the side that's touching the tanur. So therefore, it's l'chumra. But when Rebbe Lezer said that it has to be panav hatachtom, it means not only does the part that's facing the fire have to be crusted, right? Even the part that's facing the tanur, that's stuck to the tanur, has to be crusted. That's a chumra. Okay. That's how Rashi learns. After we finish, we'll come back and see this other sheet. Mishal shalos haPesach, my time, mishum dibnei chabura zrizim hei. Because the people who make korban Pesach, since they're involved with the mitzvah of kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash, there's reason. And they won't do things that are improper. Right? They're careful. There's reason over here. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're quick. Zrizim means that they're careful to do things properly. Zrizim, Holav, Hachilo, right? If they wouldn't be Zrizim, wouldn't be the special with Korban Pesach, you wouldn't be allowed to put the Korban Pesach, you wouldn't be allowed to put something similar to a Korban Pesach that wasn't Korban Pesach in the oven right before Shabbos. V'omer mar, Gadya ben Shorik ben Lo Shorik Shaper Gami, right? If you have a Gedi, right, goat meat, we learned before, right, the air is, what's it called, not good for it. And therefore, we're not afraid that you're going to open the oven and stoke the coals, because you won't want to open the oven, because it harms the meat, right? Exposing goat meat, and the Korban Pesach is a goat or a sheep, right? And the same thing, right? It's not an aisle. It's not a, what's called, an old ram. So it's very tender meat that's harmed by letting the air exposed to it. So, and there you're allowed, therefore, even if you don't close up, cement the door of the oven, you're allowed to leave that meat on Friday, right before Shabbos. So what's so special according to Pesach? So Mara says, no. Chason mintach, chocha lo mintach. According to Pesach is different because it's not cut up. You roast it whole. When you roast it whole, the wind is not, the air is not harmful to it. Only when you cut up the meat, then the wind is harmful. So cut up goat meat, right, you're allowed to put into the oven right away before Shabbos. Because we're not afraid you're going to open the oven and stoke the coals, because you won't want to open the oven because it's bad for the meat. But if you roast an entire gedi whole, right, then the air doesn't get in. And it's not into the carcass. And therefore, it's not harmful to the meat. And therefore, what's it called? We're afraid you would open the oven. So buy a regular meat that's roasted whole. You have to have it roasted at least K'maychel ben Drusai before Shabbos in order to leave it roast on Shabbos. But according to Pesach, we're not afraid that you're going to stoke the coals because B'nei Chabura's reason. Rashi, Hosam Menatach, the Imposea Piatanur Ayil Bezik of Akashile. There it's cut up, right? And therefore, if you open the tanur, the air is going to get in and hurt it. You have to roast the Korban Pesach whole. The Enigla Lelo Koshile Zikr. If you open the oven, it's not going to be bad for the meat. Hilkachilogus reason, hein osir. Therefore, if it wouldn't be that that the B'nei Chabura's reason, it would be osir to leave it roast on Shabbos if it wasn't roasted already, K'maychel ben Drusai. Let's go on. Umachizin esor, you're allowed to start the bonfire in the Beis Hamikdash erev Shabbos and let it continue on Shabbos. Minoni mile, how do you know that? Amarafuna lo sevaru eish b'chomo shloseichem. B'chomo shloseichem yatom mazer. You're not allowed to light fire in all of your dwelling places. That's where you live. Yatom mazer. You're not allowed to light fires on Shabbos. Aval atom mazer maduris beis hamokad. But you're allowed to light fires in the maduris beis hamokad. The fires for the Kohanim. Right, you are allowed to light. Maskif l'Erev Chizbe, hachyafil b'Shabbos nami. What does it have to do with Erev Shabbos that you're allowed to start the fire even though it doesn't spread to most of the wood before Shabbos, right? If we learn from that pasuk, then that pasuk tells me you're allowed to light that fire on Shabbos. You're like korbanos, right? And that's not true, because it's not a korban, right? It's just for the sake of the kohanim. So then that halacha shouldn't only allow me to start the fire Erev Shabbos. It should allow me to light the fire on Shabbos. Obviously, we don't learn that pasuk for, what's it called, for the fire that's just to heat up the Kohanim. Elam Rav Chista Krok, he also the Mishrei Var Mukhtarim Huda Asa. That pasuk comes to tell me you're allowed to burn the parts of a korban that you already started from Erev Shabbos, right, on Shabbos. And that's Legabi Korbanos. But the fire that's used just to heat up the Kohanim, that's not included in that pasuk, right? And the reason that you're allowed to start the fire Erev Shabbos, unlike a secular fire, which has to be started in such a way that most of it's burning, is because Kohanim's reason, hey, the Kohanim are always reason, and they're very careful, they won't come to stoke the fire. So the whole reason you can't start a regular fire, unless it caught on to most of the things, because we're afraid you'll come to stoke it to keep it going, by the Kohanim, we're not afraid of that. And Tosus explains that what's it called, this Lemishri, Evar Mukhtarim, even though the halacha is that you can't make a karbonos of chol on Shabbos, that's only where the fire didn't already catch on to that korban. Now, you brought a korban on Friday, and you already put it on the Mizbeach, and the fire already caught on to it. So then you can leave those Evarim and Pedarim on the Mizbeach for Shabbos too, and continue burning them. Right, you made an ola on Friday. If you didn't put it on the fire of the Mizbeach on Friday, you can't put it on the fire on Shabbos. Ein olos chol craving b'Shabbos. But if already the fire took hold of it, then you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos too, even though it was an olah that you brought on Friday. Okay. Rashi. Ivarim Iptorim Huda Asa. Lahatiris Hekterim Kol Halayla. That you're allowed to burn the Ivarim Iptorim of an olah that you brought on Friday on Shabbos. Avamaduris Beis Hamokad Sheinu Tzorich Gavoa El Tzorich Kohanim. But making the fire in the Beis Hamokad, which is not for the sake of Karbonos, that's the sake of the Kohanim, Lo Hutra, that's not Mutra on Shabbos. You're not allowed to light that fire on Shabbos. The Somach Lechashech, Lahainu Taima, the Lo Gozer. So why did they let you start that fire? If you had spoke the fire on Shabbos, you'd be over Nisa Doraisa, if you did it in the Beis Hamokad. So why did they permit you to start the fire Erev Shabbos, even if it didn't catch on by most of it? But they wouldn't make the Gzera, Mishum the Kohanim's reasoning. Shekulam Hayu B'nei Torah, the Charedim. Here's a place where Charedim is used as signifying somebody who's a Ben Torah, and he's, what's it called, the Yirei Shemayim. They're B'nei Torah v'Charedim. V'Niskarim v'lo Asu v'Chatuya Mishdashah. They remember, they'd be very careful not to stoke the fire. V'Gvul in Kedesha Te'echos. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be burnt enough before Shabbos, the fire has to catch on to this, what's it called, when you make a bonfire, the wood, is whatever it's called, right, the bonfire, right, the pile, the pyre, okay, yeah, okay, the pyre, so the fire has to catch on to the pyre, right, how much, my ruban, what does that mean, most of it, Omer Rav, Rov Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Every log that you have on this pyre, most of it has to be burning before Shabbos. Most of each log. And Shmuel says enough that we don't say we still need more kindling. Right? As long as the fire is now muftach, that it's going to go by itself, you don't have to worry. Tani Rabbi Chiya, l'siyuya l'shmuel. So Rabbi Chiya wanted to bring a riot to Shmuel. Kadesha Tehe shall heves ola me eleha. Velosha te shall heves ola yede dover acher. Right? It's talking about the menorah, Rashi says. And you have to light the wick in the menorah, so it has to be that the shall heves is going to go on its own, and not that it still needs kindling. So you see, Tosa says, that when you need something to have to light most of the way. In other words, that's good enough if, what's it called, if it's going to burn on its own and it doesn't need to be kindled. What if you only have one log? You don't have a lot of logs. So how much of that log has to be burning before Shabbos to leave it burn on Shabbos? Rav Omer Rov Avyo. Rav says it has to go into the thickness of the log most of the way. Most of the log has to be burning already through the thickness. The Amri lo Rov Hekefo. And some say that it has to be Rov Hekefo. Most of the circumference on the outside has to be burned. You can have it burning on one side all the way into the middle of the thing. That's called Rov Avyo. But the other side's not burning at all. Or you can have it burning on the outside most of the way around, but it hasn't gone into the log, so it's not Rov Avyo. So the Gemara says, Omer Papa, Hilkach Bina Rov Avyo, Bina Rov Hekef. You need both. You need that it caught, the fire caught on most of the outside, the total circumference, and it also went in, at least on one side, into the, what's it called, most of the way through the diameter. Most of the diameter has to be burning, and most of the circumference. Rashi. Kol echad ve'echad, kol eitz ve'eitz, v'lo teima kivan sha'av z'baro minyan ha'eitzim. Most of each log has to be burning, not just most of the logs. In other words, you can't have some logs that aren't burning at all, but you have to have eight logs, right? If five of them are burning, that's good enough. No, it has to be most of all eight. And Shmuel says, as long as it's burning enough that you don't need to kindle it anymore to bring kindling wood or to pour gasoline into it or whatever, the fire's already going on its own, that's good enough. Tani Reb Chiya, בפרק בממדליק, in the Gavi Menorah, להעלות נר תמיד, שתהא שלהבת עולה מעליה. Right, by the, what's it called? By the menorah, it says, להעלות נר תמיד, that the fire has to be burning by itself. So how, when is that called? Right, that's called when the shalheves is olam me'ilev. You don't need to kindle it anymore. You have to keep the kindling fire by the psila long enough that you don't need that anymore. That it's going to go on its own. Alma b'chi ha'gavna havi hadlaka. That's called the hadlaka. Mishum Reb Yudah Levi. The kashali chada the rami bar chama k'tani lahasam. Rami bar chama said it over there, not Reb Chiya. V'ol delav masni sahi. Right, elahu amar lo b'feirish. Right, he said it himself. The masnisa achrisi. Ushara v'sein u'tani l'alini madura. And others say that it was talking specifically not about the menorah. It's talking. He said it. Lagabi the menorah. The lagabi a madura. Lagabi a bonfire. V'ani motzasi also the Torah Kohen lagabi menorah. But I found the taka in the Torah Kohen lagabi the menorah. And the dimyon is just like the menorah has to be. And Tosa says that also, right? That when placed with there's makba that shouldn't go out. It's enough that shall have a solar mele. You don't have to kindle it. Here's the same thing. What are we afraid? It may go out. You may stoke the fire. Right, to keep it going. So as long as you don't need any more kindling, we're not afraid it's going to go out. Eich yichidi ke'eg tzuk shalonu, a log. Rov avyo shikani sa'or besoch avyo ad rubo. The fire has to penetrate the most of the diameter. Rov ha'kefu b'chutz. And the other opinion is it has to already be most of the circumference on the outside. Okay, kitanoi. Reb Chiya omer k'dei sheyishcha sa'eich mimaleches ha'umen. Reb Chiya holds that it has to be Erev Shabbos, that the wood is already not fit to be used by a wood crafter. It's burnt enough that the wood crafter wouldn't use it anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir Omer Kadesha Tocha Zoesh Mishnei Tzdodav, that the fire should be on both sides, meaning most of the circumference. And it's only ruined for a wood crafter if it's gone most of the way into the diameter. If it's not, then he can still salvage it, peel away the outside burnt part, and the inner wood is still good for using. But if most of the diameter of the wood is already burned, no wood crafter is going to use that wood anymore. Rashi says, Kitanoi, Rova Ovio, Rova Kefo, Shiyishchas Rova Ovio. If it's destroyed, it has to be most of the diameter. Otherwise, the wood's still salvageable. Based on the Rova Kefo. And the other Tana holds that it has to be only Rova Kefo, only the circumference, not the diameter. The Alpha Pisha Ein Raya Ledover Zecha Ledover. A Shnei Ktsosav Ochlo Eish, both sides, the fire ate, meaning most of the circumference. Vitoko Nochar, right, and the inside just got, singed. Hayat Hayitzlech Melocha, will that be good to work with? So Tosus points out, Lemaisa Smashm over here, that if it's on the circumference, it also ruins it, that you can't use it. So it says that's only talking about Eitz Geffen. That's a vine. A vine, if it's already burnt on the outside, is not going to be able to use it. But other wood, if it's just singed on the outside, it's still salvageable to be used as for malach. The ha'ach lefonav meva'eres, ma'ach, and that's the end of this pasuk. Since we brought the pasuk down, we're going to discuss the rest of the pasuk. The ha'ach, right, lefonav meva'eres, ma'ach, what's ach, omarav achvena. Achvena is a willow. Ushmuel Amar Narava. Ushmuel Amar Eitzim Shnidliku Ba'achvana. And Shmuel holds that it's, wood that is ignited by an Arava. In other words, the kindling wood. That's called Ach. Ahuda Amar Lahu Man Boy Achvana. Right? Ishtakach Arvisot. Right, somebody was there saying, "Who needs achvana?" And they saw he was selling. He was selling willows. He was selling arovas. Om Rav Huna, konim ein tzrichim rov. If you have reeds, they don't need to be caught most of them on fire because they definitely will continue burning. We're not afraid they're gonna not burn well, and you will come to stoke them. Ogdon tzrichim rov. However, if you put them into a bundle, then they need rov because then the oxygen doesn't get between them, and it's possible it'll go out. So if it's in a bundle of reeds, you do have to have rov. But individual reeds, not. Garinim ain't tzrichim rov. If you're making a fire out of dried pits, they don't need rov. But Nasman bechoslos, you put them into nets, so they're together, where the oxygen isn't between them. We're afraid it may go out, and you have to have rove of them already burning. Maskif v'rechista adarapa, ipcha mistabra. So Rechista said, no, just the opposite. Kanim mevadron, what's it called? Ogdon lo mevadron. By kanim, if they're separate, we're afraid that the fire won't continue from one to the other. There's a space between them. So one will burn, and then the other one won't burn. You'll end up pushing it closer to make it burn. So then you have to have rove, if they're separate. But if they're all together, then we're not afraid that the fire won't continue on from one to the other. They're all together. So therefore, adarava, when they're together, you don't need rove. When they're separate, you need rove. Garinim, same thing with garinim. Mevadron, what's it called? When they're separate, we're afraid that the fire won't spread from one to the other because they're separate. But if you nosher b'chol, you put them into a net, then the fire will spread from one to the other one. You don't need rove. So we have a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna holds that when they're together, that's worse than when they're separate. And Rav Chisda holds when they're separate is better than when they're together is better than when they're separate. Okay, mamish, the opposite. Itmar Nami, okay, now according to the Girsa Rashi, it's very difficult, but that's Itmar Nami, right? We have a member that says also like this, Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Konim Sha'agdon Tzrichim Rov, Lo Agdon In Tzrichim Rov. This is the Girsa we have. If you have Konim, if you put them together, then they need a Rov. Like, what's it called? Like Rav Huna, right? But Lo Agdan, if you didn't put them together, ain't Srichim Rov. That's like Rav Huna. Garinin Srichim Rov. Nosn Becholsos ain't Srichim Rov. Like Rav Chisda. So Rav Kahana is saying a third day. And by Konim he holds like Rav Huna. And by Garinim he holds like Rav Chisda. Okay? And Rashi explains why. Let's see Rashi. Here. Zecher Dover the Shuv Holik Vidole, Shnek Tsosav Achla Ha'esh, Biadua Shetocho Nachar. If both sides, the circumference was burnt, you know that the inside was also singed. The Holcha Lecha Shalom and Asa Yavish, and it was now dried out completely. Nachar Pasak Lecha. Nachar means that it was dried out. Shalah, the Yavish, Kamal Nochar Groni. My throat was dry. The Chain Chora Meni Chore. The Ha'ach, Besrefus Yoyakim Megillus Megillaxi. When he burnt the Megillah Yoyakim, so it says the Ha'ach and the burnt Ach really means is used for a charcoal. But here it means achvena arava, the thing they burnt it with. They used the kindling wood out of arava, and that was the och. The achva kol ha'etzim nidlokim zemizeh hakot mavdik agol. Right, the thinner wood burns and kindles the thicker wood. Ein shrichin rov lahotzis ha'or baruva me'av shabbos ala machis ben or bod yom l'vishe ein kovin v'holchim ala dolkin v'holchim. If you have Rav Huna holds, if you have thin konim, reeds. So it's not like logs. That's a chance, if it's not caught up to most of it, it's going to go out. Here by reeds, as soon as they go on fire, they continue burning. Srichim ro, but if you put them into a bundle, then we're afraid that they won't continue burning. Because there's no oxygen between them, and therefore the flame doesn't spread good. Garinim shall tomorrow. Right, they used to make fire from dried out, date seeds. In also, we have Madura lach, lichashi, yivshu, ain't srichim rov. Nosnum bechoslos, kalim shosim lulavin. It's like a net that they make out of lulavin. Venosna kli mole b'madura. You put the whole kli full of seeds into the fire. Srichim rov. Then you need most of them to catch on fire before Shabbos. Levishin tzvurim yachad. Since they're all together, the ein hashol heves yicholi konisbe. Same idea. The fryer doesn't spread good because they're all compacted together. Koni mevadron lekan lekan. The achas meha yotzis losin tzes chaver to levara. Rav Chisda says it's the opposite. If they're separate, then we're afraid the fire won't spread from one to the other because they'll separate. Hilkach kilo ogdon tzrichi rov. Therefore, if they're not connected, if they're not in a bundle, you need rov. Aval ogdon, if you put them into a bundle, lo mevadra, they won't separate. Vein tzrichim rov. Then the fire will spread from one to the other naturally. And the same thing goes with garinim, according to Rav Chisda. Rav Kahana Omar, konim shogdon tzrichim rov, karavuna. By konim, he holds a karavuna. The lo aile bohen nura, ulavdure luchashina. We're not afraid that they're going to separate. The aruch and heinu kvenu, because they're heavy. And therefore, if you put them one next to the other, the fire will spread from one to the other. Garinim shenosn b'cholstos ein tzrichim rov. If garinim is just the opposite. If you put them in a sack and they're together, you don't need rov. Rav Chisda, that's like Rav Chisda. Shenochin lidolik, because then they'll burn one from the other. Ava below cholstos mevadri, but seeds are very light, and we're afraid that they'll get separated, and one seed will be burning, and it won't go, won't spread to the next one. Okay, let's go on. Tani Rav Yosef. Arba Maduro Saint Srichin Rov. There are four kinds of bonfires that you don't need Rov before Shabbos to let it burn on Shabbos. Shel Zephes, if the bonfire is what's it called, made with Zephes, right, which is like pitch. Vishel Gophris or sulfur. Vishel Gvina, we have a different gears over here, Kira, right? Shel Kira of wax, Vishel Ravav, and Ravav is also some kind of wax, right? Some kind of what's it called? Shuman, fat, a shaiva, wax. The Choldomer and anything that melts. So these things, we're not afraid that the fire is not going to burn well, and that you have to stoke it. Masnisa Tana, Afshel Kash, Vishel Gavava, also straw. And gavava is all the things that you pick up in the field, like straw. Om Reb Yochanan, because these things, we're sure they're going to continue burning. Om Reb Yochanan, Eich Nishal Bavel, Ein Tzrichin Rov. In Bavel, the wood was very dry, and therefore you don't need Rov, because the dry wood burns very well. Maskif L'Rav Yosef, Maihi. Right, what does that mean, Eich Nishal Bavel? Ilei Masilsi, right, if you're talking about very thin, what's it called, like sawdust, even a wick has to, the most of the wick has to be on fire to let it continue burning on Shabbos. So surely kindling wood, silsi, needs, is no better than a wick. It's very, very dry, and it's very thin. And it's like the fiber between the bark and the wood of the tree. And that, what's it called, once it catches on fire, there's no stopping it. Rami Baraba Omer Zaza. Zaza is also some kind of fiber that, what's it called, that burns extremely quickly. Okay. Rashi. Rav Kahana Omer Konim Sha'ogdon Srichin Rov Kravuna. The Lo Aili Bohen Nura Ulavduri Lo Chashina. Right? The Aruchin Heinu Kvedim. Right? The... Rav Kahana says that if you put them in a bundle when it comes to reeds, then we're afraid that the fire is not going to spread and you need rov. But if they're separate, we're not afraid that they're going to be so separate they're going to separate and the fire won't continue. The fire will continue and the oxygen, the flame gets in between and then you don't need rov. Garinim shenosu b'choso sein tzrichim rov krav chisda. By garinim he holds a krav chisda. Shenochim lidoli. When they're in a, what's it called, in a bundle, garinim do burn good. Avu balochos, they're not in a bundle, then mevadri, then they're going to separate and this fire won't spread from one to the other. Madura loshen hesegodla, big bonfire. Revav shumen v'shaiva chodobra nitech. Givava shigovim in asada. Shtubla, it's like a straw. Kash zinovos, what?
Stubble.
Kash zinovos shibolin, right, is what's it called, the straw. Silsi la'achar shasom etchim dakim, kindling wood. That's what's called Eitzim Shel Bavel. It was a word that they used to use as kindling wood in Bavel. Hashta Psila Shel Beged Hatzvula Meshemen V'Noach Libali. If you have a wick that's made out of cloth and it's saturated with oil, still it has to burn most of it before Shabbos. Surely kindling wood has to burn before Shabbos most of it. Amarula Hamadlik Ner Shel Shabbos Rosh Yadlik Barov Ayotzi Mirosh HaPsila Chutz L'Ner Shuka Da'arza Yoveshu V'Dak It's a fiber that's very thin and very dry. Zaza is mul shovelaz. Anybody have a translation in English what zaza is?
Moss.
What?
Moss.
Moss? Okay, it must be called dry moss, because wet moss doesn't burn the cloud. Okay.